Hello and welcome once again on Extension Radio Permaculture segment with Solomon Amuzu. Small-scale intensive system in permaculture is the topic for tonight. Rather than large harvesters and transport trucks, a permaculture system is tuned from hand tools. Example, pruning shears, axe, wheelbarrow on a small site. And modest fuel uses, example, tractor, mower, chainsaw on a large site. Although permaculture may seem to be labor intensive to start with, it is not returned to peasant system of annual crops, endless drudgery and total dependence on human labor. Rather, it focuses on designing the farm or garden or town to best advantage using a certain amount of human labor, which can include friends and neighbors, as a gradual build-up of productive perennial plants, mulching for weed control, the use of biological resources, alternative technologies that generate and save energy, and a moderate use of machinery as appropriate. Small-scale intensive system means that much of the land can be used efficiently and thoroughly, and the site is under control. On a small site, this is no problem. However, on a large site, it is easy to make the mistake of spreading out too quickly with extensive gardens, orchard, woodlot, and chicken runs. This is a waste of time, energy, and water. If you want to know how to control your site, start at your doorsteps. If you see a farm where the doorstep leads to weeds, then the weeds will go to the pantry. The land area is too big in terms of available time, labor, money, or interest. If we cannot maintain or improve a system, we should leave it alone, thus minimizing damage and preserving natural complexity. If we do not regulate our own numbers and appetites, the area we occupy, nature will do so for us by famine, erosion, poverty, and disease. What we call political and economic system stand or fall on our ability to conserve the natural environment. Closer regulation of available land plus very cautious use of natural resources is our only sustainable future strategy. Perhaps we should control only these areas we can establish, maintain, and harvest by small technologies as a form of control on our appetites. This means that settlements should always include total food provision, or else we risk the fatal combination of sterile city and delinquent landscape, where city, forest, and farm are all neglected and lack even the basic resources for self-sufficiency. What we frequently observe in the Western world is the delinquent landscape, the suburban plots under lawns and cosmetic flowers, and areas of urban blight around cities, more land cleared at the edge of the wilderness, and a desperate misuse of land in between. This system is not sustainable. At this moment, it seems clear that planning for highly intensive biological-based food production at the doorstep is the only way out of future crisis. Contrast the large, cleared area of Australia and North America with a small, intensive farmed area in the Philippines, where the total land around the house is usually only 12 square meters. Out of this comes most of the food for the family. The house is often on stilts with animals penned beneath. Gardens surround the house. Scraps and trimming are fed to the animals. Manures are used on the garden. Trellis holding passion fruit, gourd, beans, and other climbing vegetables shelters the house from extreme heat and provides food for the family. Fast-growing trees, example Lucina, are coppiced for fuel wood. So stay close to the house and work towards development, small, intensive system. We can plant 10 critical trees and look after them, whereas if we plant 100, we cannot continue maintaining them. Maybe we might lose up to 60% of them from lack of site preparation and care. 10 trees and perhaps 4 square meters of garden, well protected, manured and watered, will start the zone 1 to 2 system. The smaller nucleus plants are always in relation to the large plant. They are the designs that surround the house, make up the orchard, or occur in the chicken run. The important thing to remember is to fully develop the nucleus before going on. The nucleus can be as simple as a large clump of pinyon trees, infrequently maintained but established with good ground preparation and water provision if necessary. Or it can be a fully planted, fenced, mulched, and watered garden, animals forage system, orchard or pond margin to save energy and water and to prevent weed invasion. The developed system should be fully occupied with plants, even if some will need to be thinned out later. Even if it appears to take more time and energy at first, it pays in the long term through reduced plant death and easy system maintenance. Thank you, and see you another time on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. I am Solomon Amuzu.